Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big personal news for someone on the show. We could string this along over the next few hours and just tease it and tease it and tease it and then disappoint you around 8:30, but let's go ahead and give it to you now. This is exciting.
I don't think we need to tease it.
Well, it's
string
big.
People along.
It's a big.
It is big. Look.
It's big for someone, not me. It's not going to change my life even a little bit. But
yeah.
For you, big deal.
Well, if you ever come to my house, it'll change your life.
Once again, not going to change my life even a little bit.
I still think now you've been to my house once since I've known you.
No, that's false. I've been to your house multiple times. I was there for the big ribbon cutting of that stupid rock garden you built.
That was at my kid's birthday party.
Oh, is that why I was there?
Sick pic. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, that
was your kids opened up all of Wesley's presents.
Well, they saw presents and they opened them. Yes, that's right. And I was never invited back. And then I think I went to some weird murder mystery you threw one time.
Oh, you went to that? Yikes.
No, I didn't go to that one, actually.
Okay, yeah.
I skipped that.
I think you just said you were there.
There's a few things you've invited me to I have not gone to. But yes, I have been to your place more than once. Well, I think at least four times.
No way.
Feels like four times.
I think I've been to one of your seven houses.
Well,
that you've had over the last 10 years.
I would say come now, but I'm packing up again. So,
so this is, I would say, a milestone for a lot of people. When you get a new pet, you remember that day. You remember where you were, what you did, how you picked the pet that was going to be in your life, you know, for at least 10, 15 years, 20 if you're a cat. And we decided that we were going to get a new kitten because the cat that we have, we had two. We had to put one down, so we just had one left. She's old, but she is now getting very needy and attention-seeking. And we decided, you know what? This cat needs some kind of distraction because I don't have the time to give it the attention that it needs. So we decided to look
That's
on...
That's a good reason, by the way, to get another animal.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to take care of this one. So let's
they
get...
have a little playmate.
So let's get a second one.
Yeah. Well... It's interesting you say second.
Oh, my God.
So, did you get two?
So,
oh.
Well, it sounds a little different than that. It's more like...
Allie's house is going to be full on chaos.
So here's what happened.
Like a lesbian Noah's Ark.
I went on whatever website where you can look at adoptable animals. I was like, I want an orange boy cat. I heard they are the dumbest. I heard they are the easiest. I don't want a complicated animal. I want the... stupidest, loveliest, able to be manhandled cat that I can possibly get. Low maintenance. So I click on one, looks great. I mean, there's a million of them that are all orange and little. So I call the woman and she goes, well, I actually don't live where it's been listed on the website. I live in a much farther place, but I do have a house with a lot of different kittens for you to pick from. Why don't you come over today and you can look at all the ones that we have?
You're looking at your future. You just walked into your future.
She was like, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you how many cats I have in my house.
And you
but
should
we can
too.
Go look on the catio or the other catio to see if there's one that suits you.
Excuse me, the what now?
Catio.
What is that? A cat patio?
Mm-hmm.
They call it a catio? Is that like a known term?
Yes, and she has multiple catios.
That was like a euphemism for vagina.
She's
what the hell is
it? No, it is.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I like that.
So we get there, long drive. We walk in, and it seems like a normal house, smells normal. And then you walk into the living room and you see a kitchen table in the middle with that's been covered with some kind of a covering, and there's seven cats on it.
Just on the kitchen table.
Just on the kitchen table. And you're like, wow, I guess this kitchen table is not being used anymore. And it's right. One of those things where, like, it seems like there's not a lot of cats, and then the more you look, the more cats that you see.
Little eyeballs everywhere.
Yeah, like you're about to sit on the couch, and there's, like, three cats there.
The hills have eyes.
Yeah, and there's, like, a cat tree, and there's one cat on every single rung of the tree.
Oh, my God. How many do you think she had there if you had a ball?
She has over 40 cats.
40 cats?
Yeah. Yeah.
Allie, this is your future. You laugh at this. It's funny. From the outside now, you get to understand how ridiculous this is. You walk into a house that's got cats on the table, cats. You are in a slippery slope, and you're heading this way. And when you just got that scene from Christmas Carol where you got to see your future. What's her name? At the end of the whole thing, she's like, I'm Allie.
Look, her name's Rhonda. She's very nice.
Yeah,
she has glasses with a chain on it. She was wearing a really hairy top. And she just loves cats more than people, okay? And it started out as something very simple where she was just holding a couple cats for a friend. And then they were like, well, we found this random kitten in an alley. Who are we going to call? Rhonda. And Rhonda has too big of a heart to say no, so she just keeps acquiring all these cats. Next thing you know, every single room and closet is full of cats. Like, you open a closet and there's another litter.
She's a hoarder, right?
But the place doesn't look like a hoarder house. It just looks like a cat hoarder house. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's worse.
She didn't have like useful stuff, like old newspapers.
You walk into a bathroom and the shower area is just a mom cat and its litter.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a walk-in closet, closed off, kittens
in
there.
I'm so torn with people like this because I know that in her own mind, she thinks she's doing a good thing. Because
she's
become a sanctuary for all these cats. In the reality, though, she is being judged by society. And really, at some point, she's going to forget how to even act as a human. She's going to start licking her own hands and
she
stuff.
I think that has already happened.
Oh, you think she's morphing?
Well, yeah, because she would talk to us about something, and then she would bring up the same thing like 1 minute later.
Throw a ball in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And then Katie is talking to her and going, so do you have any kids? I'm like, Katie, the answer is no.
Clearly.
And she goes, no, I never thought that I would really be a baby person. I'm more of I like cats more than I like humans, you know, but I'm starting to lose faith in humanity because people just treat their animals like it. You know, it was one of those monologues that she's just a run-on sentence.
Didn't you at some point have a scared straight moment where you looked around and you go like, I gotta not only get out of this house, but I gotta rethink my plan of bringing in more cats into your house?
Klein, normally I would disagree with you, but yes. I think there was a moment where I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, you should have had that moment, but that moment should have stayed with you.
So then I go, well, we're looking for an orange boy kitten. And she goes, well, the one online I actually adopted already. So we don't have that one.
Same stuff car dealerships do. They put that really good one online to get you in there.
Totally.
And then they go, we don't have that one. But we have similar ones that are a little more.
Yeah. So she goes, you know, there's this other one who's an adult and his name is Gus. And he would be very happy coming home with you. And I'm like, well, I don't want Gus. I want a kitten. So then she was like, you know, sometimes you just fall in love with one that you didn't expect. And we end up falling in love with not only one, but two kittens. And she goes, you know, it's better if you have two kittens because the cat that you have is older. She's 15 and she's probably only got a few years left. And when she dies, you're going to just have one kitten again, and then you're going to have to get another cat, and the cycle's just going to go on. So just get two now so that when that one dies,
you're going to be a three cat house.
We adopted two cats.
You son of a bitch.
But the thing is, we don't have them yet because they're so tiny that they can't release them to us yet. They're like still, you know, they have to get their shots and stuff. So we have 3 to 4 weeks to wait for the kittens to get here.
How long until you admit that you regret this decision? I'm just curious because I know at first it's they're adorable. How long before you come on the radio and say you guys were right?
But before I answer, will you just see a video of one of them? They're so cute.
Allie, kittens don't cute. They're little and they're cute, but once again, that's one cat. It's cute. I can see why you would like it, but
this one has log hair.
Okay, God damn it.
But the thing is,
you're in trouble.
When they get older, we're going to have 3 grown-ass cats.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to do.
And now you're at a place where
I'm having nightmares about it.
The humans in your place are now going to be equaled by the cats in your place. And then
somebody's going to be like, well, we have a random kitten. Who are we going to call? Allie.
Yeah, Allie. Oh, Rhonda's dead now because she got eaten by her cats? Oh, that's okay. Allie's like a Rhonda in training. She's the next Rhonda.
I am the next round. A great takeaway.
And when you find out one of those cats you adopted is pregnant, that'll be a fun little oopsie surprise.
We're already dead.
Right. Yeah, look at that. Now we've got six. Well, we adopted two. This cat math. You cat math people are crazy.
Hey, more is better.
The
trust me.
The craziest type of math. Goddamn. Well, congratulations.
Trust Rhonda.
And also condolences. Hey, Frank.
For my couch.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.